Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ross Tucker played in the NFL. Actually, his first team was here in Washington, the Marty Schottenheimer Washington Redskins of 2001 out of Princeton. He was here. He was in Dallas, Buffalo, several other spots along the way. We've had Ross on the show many times before talking football. You can listen to his podcast. He's got really good podcasts. Go to @RossTuckerPod. You can follow him on X, on Twitter, @RossTuckerNFL. He calls games for Westwood One. Let's talk some football. Although, I got to tell you, I just right 30 seconds ago, I pulled up your Twitter account, and I saw that you responded to something that Austin Rivers, former NBA player, the son of Doc Rivers, said about NBA players playing in the NFL. And I'm curious as to what your response to that was. And let me just set it up real quickly. Austin Rivers, and maybe you can help me, I guess on some show yesterday said there are 30 players in the NBA that could play in the NFL that NBA players are the best athletes. What was your response to that?
Yeah, well, I do think NBA players are the best athletes. I think in general, they are very, very impressive in terms of their body control and their speed and agility at that size. It's super duper impressive. And so I would agree that I think there's more NBA players that could be or could have been NFL players than there are NFL players that could be or could have been NBA guys, right? Like, we have the examples, Kev, of Jimmy Graham, Antonio Gates. You know, they were not going to go to the NBA. They were good Division I college basketball players, but they were not going to go to the NBA, which is why they even tried to play football, and it worked. You know, they end up becoming perennial Pro Bowl tight ends. So there's a lot of truth to what he's saying from that standpoint. Where he really lost me is when he said he could take 30 guys from the NBA and put them in the NFL right now. Definitely, definitely not. I mean, for a couple of reasons. Number one, it would take a lot longer, I think, than he realized. I mean, there's a graveyard full of really talented basketball players that tried to play football and it didn't work. It never worked for him. Everybody points to Jimmy Graham and Gates like I did, but it never worked for him. Do I think LeBron or like Zion or even Anthony Edwards, if they really focused on football, could be NFL players? Yeah, probably, but I think it would take more time than he realized.
What would they need the time
like
for?
Just do it tomorrow.
What would they need the time for? Like, for me, it's like you either like contact or you don't. And a lot of these guys may not deal with the contact part of it very well.
Well, that would be a huge, huge adjustment for them. So there's two things. One is, he said, it's not hard. You just run around, you catch the ball, and then you get north and south. Like, oh, boy, Austin. Like, so first of all, just to know what you're doing, to know what route to run against what coverage that you actually have a chance to get open, I think is a lot more complicated than he realizes. And then what would really be a huge adjustment for those guys is the physicality, and like to just say just run your route, they wouldn't even get off the line of scrimmage. I mean, they would really have to work on how to get off the line of scrimmage against press coverage, because they've got pretty big frames, and so like these corners would just jam the crap out of them. They would have a tough time ever getting into their route. That would be the thing. You know, as they're, you know, you mentioned the contact. I mean, that would be a major adjustment. And then the first time they do catch the ball over the middle and a linebacker or a safety absolutely hits them in the knee as hard as they possibly can, that would be a major adjustment for those guys.
Yeah.
They're used to playing a contact sport. They are not used to playing a collision sport or having a guy put his helmet on your knee and trying to take it out as hard as he possibly can.
Yeah, I actually love this conversation. I have always felt that basketball players are the best all-around athletes on the planet. I mean, I know a lot of people would look to soccer, but I think just size and what they're able to do at that size is always interesting. With respect to how many in the NBA would play in the NFL, I don't know. I agree with you. More in the NBA into the NFL than vice versa. The extension of this conversation would be to just give me the one player in the NBA right now that you're absolutely sure would excel in the NFL, and at what position. Do you have a quick thought on that?
Well, exactly. And to me, it's probably Anthony Edwards, and it's probably a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen his Pop Warner highlights, and it is,
oh, really?
It is obscene. And so he's played the sport before. Now, I don't know when he gave it up, but he's played the sport before. LeBron played receiver in high school,
Right. So and was recruited by Ohio State, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think LeBron, as a pass-catching tight end, could or even a receiver for that matter, right? Like, the Eagles just drafted this kid out of Florida State, Johnny Wilson, who's 6'7", 230 receiver. Yeah. I think LeBron could be pretty impressive because LeBron also, he played through high school and he likes the physical part of it. But those guys are super impressive. Like, here's what I would say. If every guy in the NBA, if all they ever tried to do was play in the NFL, a decent amount of them would. There's a lot of point guards and shooting guards who I think could be NFL wide receivers, maybe safeties, maybe DBs, and obviously right. some guys that could be tight ends. And most NFL guys did try to be the best basketball. I mean, like I tried to play basketball, right? And I was good. I mean, I averaged 16 a game my senior year. I had a bunch of three-pointers at 6'5", 250, Kev. But yeah. I still only got recruited primarily D3, a little bit of D2, right? Like, I'm like a 6'4.5-pound 250, but like, it's just a different level
yeah.
at those positions.
Did Russell Westbrook play football? I don't know the answer to that, but just,
I don't know, but I'd like to see him. He's another guy that I yeah. think could
the
could
motor, like putting him at linebacker or DB would be interesting, or even put some weight on him and see him coming off the edge as a pass rusher, right? Like,
yeah,
just the,
you know, I hear that, but like, that's where I think it's a lot harder than people realize.
Right. I'm
right?
sure.
Like, I saw when Brock Lesnar, you know, tried to make the Vikings, and, you know, Brock Lesnar was an NCAA wrestling champ. Like, Brock Lesnar is a freak of nature, heavyweight champ, and, you know, the offensive lineman in the NFL just abused him, absolutely right. abused him. You know, I don't think people have an appreciation for the craft and skill that is required of interior line play, and that it's not enough to just be really big and really athletic. If you don't do anything with your hands or can't develop moves, you're not going to be NFL offensive lineman for sacks.
Right. All right, let's get to why I called you. What did you think of Washington's draft?
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. I loved it for a lot of different reasons, but primarily Jaden Daniels. I mean, Kev, I had so many people, and you can go back to their archive, so many people come on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast in the lead-up to the draft. Here's what I don't understand. Every guy that came on that I respected, literally everyone loved Jaden Daniels and did not like Drake May, had major issues with Drake May. Go back. Greg Cosell, Chase Daniel, Phil Sims, Louis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky. So, and a bunch of them actually liked Jaden Daniels more than Caleb Williams. It's like bananas to me, Kev, that number one, that Caleb Williams was the clear-cut number one, and Daniels went two, when everybody came on my show, I just named like seven guys, liked Jaden Daniels more than Caleb Williams. But then what's really crazy is that Daniels went two, and Drake May went three, and everybody, I mean, the stuff they said about Jaden Daniels was best pure pocket passer of the group, best progression reader of the group. We're not even talking about the fact that he's by far the best runner. They were talking about Jaden Daniels pocket passing, seeing the field, progression reading better than Caleb Williams. And then for Drake May, it was like, man, he's disappointing, you know, misses too many layups, throw-to-throw accuracy wasn't there. It is wild that those two guys went back-to-back. If all you ever did in your life was listen to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and then you woke up and you saw what happened in the draft, you would have been blown away that Daniels was two and Drake May was three.
What you're saying, because Drake May went with the next pick. Look, there were people out there that liked May, but I'm with you. And I felt this way, especially as we approached April 25th, the first round of the draft, that there was definitely a consensus from, you know, the true people who have evaluated in the past or played in the past that Daniels was, at the very least, the second best quarterback in the draft. And you focused on something that I think a lot of people that didn't watch college football didn't understand about Jaden Daniels. Yeah, the highlight reel is sick from a mobility standpoint, but this guy to me always looked like the best pocket passer of any of the guys that we were talking about in the draft. What did you like about him? Just beyond what, you know, all of these people said to you that were on your show, and I had a bunch of them on the show as well, and a lot of them felt the same way. What did you like about Daniels?
Well, so let's start with the running, okay? He is dynamic. Now, I'm not going to say that he's Lamar Jackson, but obviously with their body types, they remind me of each other. And so to me, what that does, Kevin, is it makes a pretty high floor, right? Like if he's not as good of a passer in the NFL as you want him to be, or as we think he could be, he's such a dynamic runner that opens up a lot of things for the offense. And I think it's one reason why Kingsbury is probably so excited to be there. He's got experience with that, with having a guy that runs that well, right? I mean, that's especially important for young quarterbacks. Think about, obviously, RG3, but even Anthony Richardson last year when he was playing, or Jalen Hurts. It really, really helps a young quarterback's development. I will say this. The negative is he took some of the most vicious shots I've ever seen. Like, I don't know what he was doing or what was going through his skull, but he's a pretty skinny dude, and he would, like, try to run over linebackers in the SEC. That's a terrible idea. And so yeah. I'm hoping that the first thing Dan Quinn does is show him video of Micah Parsons and being like, you do not want that smoke. You cannot do that. You must slide, you know, because there's certain guys that are really good. Hurts doesn't take that many shots. There's certain guys that are really good. Meanwhile, Anthony Richardson was getting master blasted every game last year, which is why he only lasted whatever it was, four or five games.
And bigger frame.
Those are probably the things that, you know, I'm not one of these guys that sits there and is like, oh, his footwork or blah, blah, blah. Those are the things that jumped off to me. You know, I will say this, you know, it didn't hurt Joe Burrow, obviously. His two receivers were amazing. The tight end, Jason Taylor's kid's really good. His left tackle is going to be a top 10 pick next year. You know, he had a really, really good situation last year. That's not a knock on him, but I mean, he's throwing these go balls to Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers, and those guys are just unbelievable freak shows climbing the ladder and making these catches.
We're talking to Ross Tucker. So would you be okay if he starts week one next year?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, how old is he now?
He's 23.
Been in college. I saw a video of him throwing a touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk at Arizona State.
Yeah, he's 23. He'll be 24 in December.
Yeah, I mean, he's played a lot of ball. Yeah. I don't really see, you know, I'm always of the mindset that you play the guy unless you don't think they can protect themselves. What does that mean? That means they don't know what they're doing to the point where they won't allow a guy to come free and knock their head off, right? So that means they know where they're protected. And if somebody's supposed to come free on the play, they're aware of that and they'll get rid of the ball. I saw enough from Jaden in terms of progression reading that I think he's been coached up well enough that if someone's coming free, he's going to know about it and he's either going to get rid of the ball or have a chance to make a miss. You cannot put a kid out there if he's not there yet. And if guys are coming free on blitzes, he's just getting massacred. You can't do that to him.
Let's real quickly take a look at the other teams in the division. I have talked about Philadelphia's offseason. You're there. It's something you follow closely when it comes to the Eagles. How much have they helped themselves since the end of the season, which was a disaster for them last year?
Well, certainly on paper, a lot. But I don't even think it's just the personnel, the
coaches.
Players. I think coaching's a big part of
it.
You know, their defensive coordinator situation last year was a disaster. They wanted Vic Fangio. It's a long story. They ended up getting a Fangio disciple, not the same. Moved on from him late in the year, threw Matt Patricia into a terrible situation, and it was predictably a disaster, absolute disaster. And then on offense, you know, they promoted the quarterback coach who had been there and was familiar with Hurts. Going, you know, he played for Hurts' dad in high school. But, man, he did not give them answers to blitz zero. So they were at, I felt like, a significant schematic disadvantage down the stretch. And I think maybe the players kind of knew it. It was ugly. So that's a big part of it. And then, you know, what they've done from a personnel standpoint, I am very anxious to see Saquon with an offensive line like this. You know, I certainly like the DBs they got in the draft. In the number one corner, Quinyon Mitchell. Some people probably had him as the number three corner, Cooper DeJean. So they certainly have the talent to be very good again.
Yeah, the Fangio and Kellen Moore additions. By the way, you know, Brian Johnson's here. He's on Cliff Kingsbury's offensive staff here in D.C. Last year's OC in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. What about Dallas? The fact that, you know, they couldn't do much during the course of this offseason. Do you still think they'll enter next year as a double-digit win possibility?
Well, so first of all, I want to reject your premise that they couldn't do a lot this offseason. I understand that they've got some contracts that, you know, they want to pay Dak and they want to pay CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons. They could have done that, right? They could lower these guys' cap numbers by getting these deals done. They have chosen not to do that. It's a choice, right? Like the Eagles.
No, that's true. Yes. They could have made it much more palatable on some of those deals. Yes.
Right. And Landon Dickerson, it's a choice that the Cowboys made. They might be the worst contract negotiating team in the NFL right now. And it's almost like they've spent the last few off seasons trying to get better. And I posted this on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. They've spent the last couple off seasons trying to get better and they've gotten the same result. It's almost like that George Costanza episode from Seinfeld. Let's do nothing to try to get better.
Right.
Let's let Tyron Smith and Biadasz and, you know, these guys go, and let's see if that works out for us. It really is mind-boggling. I think they'll still probably win double-digit games, but it's going to be close. I think they're clearly behind the Eagles now in that division. The Eagles have gotten better. The Cowboys have not.
Is there a chance that Drew Lock ends up being the starting quarterback in New York?
So I never thought that until Daniel Jeremiah said that, and then you're hearing other people have whispers of it, and we know it's been reported that they tried to trade up to draft Drake May, number three. So we know they're very down on Danny Dimes, and, you know, it's an interesting situation because on the one hand, boy, it looks bad for the front office and Daboll if, you know, they move on from Daniel Jones and go to Drew Lock. But ultimately, they probably need to win regardless, right? So, like,
yeah,
they need to worry less about what looks bad and more about trying to win as many games as possible to try to keep their job. I think it's going to be really tough. I think in that division, I think it's going to be really tough because I do think the Commanders will be better.
All right, boys, Mother's Day is Sunday, and Ross Tucker has a great gift idea for you. Tell everybody about My Front Page Gift.
Yeah, the specific website is myfrontpagestory.com, and it's by far the best Mother's Day gift I've ever heard of. I know I've told you about it before, Kevin.
Yep.
You literally talk to a writer for 10 minutes while you're driving to Chick-fil-A or driving home from work or whatever, tell them how great your mom is, or if you want to get it for your wife. They write this incredible story. Looks like it's on the cover like the Washington Post, framed pictures of her and the kids, whatever. My sister and I got one. My sister lives down there. She lives in Potomac. We got one from my mom. And when she read the quote from my sister that I wouldn't be the woman I am today if it weren't for my mom, like, she just started – my mom started bawling. She has it, Kev, when you walk into the front door of her house. You know, she got like a townhouse. She's in her 70s. It's right there by the front door, which I think is a little bit weird to put it by the front door. But that shows you how much she loves it. MyFrontPageStory.com. MyFrontPageStory.com. It is not too late, fellas. MyFrontPageStory.com. Best Mother's Day gift ever.
Yeah, and it's a unique gift. Like, this isn't one that you've given in years past. I mean, you know, the flowers and card and whatever. This is actually unique, and it will look like you actually worked at it this year. It's true, though. By the way, I had to be reminded by you that it was Mother's Day coming up this weekend, so I appreciate that. MyFrontPageStory.com, Ross Tucker, serial entrepreneur, always. Follow Ross on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, and you can get links to all of that stuff. Thanks for doing this. I hope you're well.
Of course. Great to talk with you, Kevin, always. Thank you.
Ross Tucker, everybody. All right, up next, I will lay out my mock Washington Commanders schedule for 2024. Mock schedule next. Kevin Sheehan Show. The Team 980, theteam980.com. We are also free and live on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.